Michael's 30th anniversary special that took place in New York's Madison Square Garden brought out the hardest of critics. That would be the next generation of Jacksons, our kids. It's been nearly 20 years since we all were on stage together, and most of our kids weren't born or were too young to remember. So my daughter Valencia got a chance to interview her uncles and me after this show.
We'll do it the old-fashioned way, like in 1970 on the Ed Sullivan Show.
How did you guys feel last night?
Well, I thought it was magic for us on stage last night. Also, just being in New York in the Big Apple with all of our fans. And
I was told by a lot of people at the after party that they felt as if they were 13 again.
And, you know, playing here in New York always energized us as playing here, and that we felt very, very good to be here in New York. Life's finale was great.
I love you, Michael. And thank you.
Like, if there's people out there who just love her, you know, and Sink was great. And, especially Whitney, she came out and she just tore it up.
Oh, she tore it up.
She rocked it.
Yes. We were excited about that. She brought that song to a whole nother level. Usher was good.
Usher, Whitney, Monica, they all were great. Everybody was great.
As far as choreography is concerned, were your steps still real sharp, or did you think your age caught up with you a little bit?
You know, your pops.
Your dad.
You try to cut a hole in the rug.
I just try to watch Marlon, you know, and Marlon keeps me in the groove, you know. So, we just stay on top of it that way. It's good, working together.
How do you think this reunion compared to the Motown 25?
I'll be there to comfort you. Will my world seems around you? I'm so glad that I found you. I'll be there with the love that's wrong. I'll be in a friend.
This was probably more exciting because it was more live. The Motown 25 was more contrived. I mean, we did our parts live, but this is a live, big crowd, which was better.
And also, too, we just talking, you know, we all playing live instruments on stage, and Jermaine with the bass, Jermaine the keyboard, Tito with the guitar. Some things in Motown 25 was pre-recorded, right. but this is live stuff here happening. So
it's the real deal, but
and that's what people want to hear, their live music. And that's what we try to give them.
We're really waiting for some challenging questions.